What timing? The day started with a radio call from the Sudan Interior Mission at Burji, a very remote station, about 170 miles southeast of our Jimma base, requesting an emergency evacuation for one of their nurses to Addis Ababa. The caller said that the flight could wait until the afternoon, allowing us time to complete our scheduled flying to other mission stations, which happened to be in the opposite direction. By lunchtime, I'd completed my flying out to the west and had just taken off from Godari, a jungle station, and was on my way home in order to refuel and attend to the emergency in the southeast. However, while I'd been on the ground, another emergency radio call had been taken by Elaine back at base from the Swedish mission at Mendi. This was about 150 miles to the north of my present position. She passed this message on when I reported to her that I was airborne, giving an estimate for my time back at base. Apparently, a young boy had been playing with his father's gun, which had gone off. The bullet passed under the boy's chin, through his mouth, and out through his eye. He was in danger of losing his sight altogether if he did not receive immediate medical attention. When Elaine relayed this message, I felt in a bit of a dilemma. The nurse at Burji, whom I knew well, was expecting to be picked up in about a couple of hours, but I was unaware of how serious her condition was. One thing I knew was that I couldn't do both flights, as both destinations were in opposite directions. My colleague, who had been flying to the north, was nearer to the Mendi situation and could easily have done the flight, but he was night-stopping at his last place of call, resulting in no radio contact until the following morning. Before responding on the radio to Elaine at base and to the Swedish mission at Mendi, who were waiting to hear from us, I stopped and prayed. Lord, do I go and take the nurse to hospital in Addis, not knowing her condition? Or should I help the child, whose desperate condition I do know? Before I could press the radio button, a crackly voice came across the radio. Some mission was using our private frequency, making contact with their headquarters in Addis. As I listened to the conversation, I became aware that the transmission was coming from the very mission station where my colleague, Peter, was night-stopping. The doctor who was using our frequency had been so frustrated by the static on his own mission frequency that he decided to trespass on ours for a few minutes. I took the opportunity to cut into his transmission and told him that I needed Peter on the radio immediately. Wow, that was a quick answer to prayer. Peter set to, refueled his aircraft, and was quickly on his way to fly the child to hospital in Addis. The road from Mendi to Addis was just a dirt road, and the journey would have taken a very grueling 1 to 2 days by that route. The flight took 1 hour and 15 minutes. I continued on to Burji and got the nurse to a mission hospital, about half an hour's flying across the Rift Valley, rather than taking her so much further to Addis Ababa. How many times have I prayed, Lord, get me out of this one, usually when it was my own well-being that was the concern. Again, why are we so slow to acknowledge that our Lord is very much part of our lives?